Hey, this is Matthew Thomas from Straight Outta Coma. I'd like to invite you to my new weekly Neuron Report.
And here he is on the road with his Neuron Report today. Matthew Thomas, Straight Outta a Coma. Matt, you are driving somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to Pomona High School to speak to all the kids. There's 1,000 of them today.
You're talking to 1,000 people?
Yeah, it should be pretty neat, you know, but it's good. It's good. Get my point across, not to drink and drive like an idiot, but that's all right. But, hey, drinking and driving is stupid, but yeah. And then I don't have a guest today because I'm doing this, and then just wanted to recap on everything I'm doing and then everything that the guests have talked about as well.
Yeah, tell me about, okay, so you're going to a high school with a thousand kids. Yes. And what high school is it? Can you say that?
Yeah, it's Pomona High School. I'm on the 57th. Kind of trippy, but here we are.
Yeah,
the mountaintops got like a little snow left. Yeah.
You do a lot of speeches about drinking and driving. Explain to everybody why you do this.
I do that because that's how my life got situated into being head injured. A whole nother freaking... Well, now I'm disabled. It's completely different. You know, there's no way. My old self, football, surfer, skater, all that stuff's gone. Now I'm into doing my own thing through God's grace only, you know, because here I am singing, dancing, doing all the stuff, driving to go. I'm just trying to warn him because as in Heather's situation, her son passed away, and in a lot of the situations, there's people pass away. And some live, some don't, you know, but when you live, you gotta try your hardest to come back, you know, and it's just a whole different, and I don't want anyone to, because it was a nightmare, let me tell you, a big old nightmare.
Right, and so you look at your own situation, as you mentioned, you were a passenger in a car with a drunk driver, who drove off the 30-foot bridge that changed your life. So I guess it's your intention when you go to these schools.
I don't want it to happen to anybody, not even someone I don't like, you know, because but I'll still be there helping them even if I don't like them. But I love everyone as far as I know.
Let me ask you this. Do you get nervous when you're going to speak to 1,000 people?
Well, not really, because, I mean, well, these are school kids. They kind of know my story, but they don't even have a clue. But it's just like, no, not really, because I love speaking to people. And, like, sometimes I speak too much, and I never shut up. You talk too much, homeboy. Oh. But, yeah, it's just crazy how it all works out. You know, here we are.
So you're giving a lot of these speeches every single week. I don't think people know how many you give. Tell everybody about that.
I give about 3-4 a week, and then it's just, you know, if I don't do that, I'm speaking to people on the boardwalk, speaking to anybody. Give my card out to have them recognize that it is for real. This can happen to you. It doesn't matter if you're good-looking, cool, whatever you are, it's going to happen, man, because... It's not, you know, it's just it's whatever happens will happen, but you got to take it because I spoke to, I'm multitasking right now, man. Talking to you on the radio, going on, taking another route, woohoo! But then, it's just everything, it's just, yeah, speaking is the whole thing, and this is what I guess this and all the other stuff to come back to show that when you're depressed and you're down, through God's grace only, through prayer, you got to come back out of it. And when you work hard and don't give up, you can also come out of it.
Very well said. Is that part of the message you will give these 1,000 high school students at Pomona High School today, right?
Because it's just crazy because there was no recovery for me at all, you know, but doctors give me, oh, can't do this, can't do this, can't do this, won't do this, but that's what even made me try harder. And I've worked with people that have been less than me that have given up, you know. But everyone damages their own. As Bob Marley says, every man thinks that his burden is the heaviest, you know. And here we are. And see, people just give up. They don't want it. They don't want to do it. It's hard work. Because people don't. And like that guy, Chris, you had the stroke, and I interviewed him. He's working his butt off just to get the speech back. And I don't know that. I mean, I know somewhat of it because I couldn't speak for like 8 months. But he's going on years now, you know?
And we've talked about this many times on the radio. Your speech was affected by you being in a coma for 3 months.
Yeah.
And people, you don't even drink or do drugs or anything. And people think you're drunk when you talk.
Yeah. Because I was in a DUI crash where I'm drunk forever. Voice-wise, you know, it's a dysarthria streak. I think just because I'm happy behind it and I'm excited, no one's used to that unless you're drunk.
It's Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. He is driving to Pomona High School to give a speech about do not drink and drive. And I'm sure Matt will use his own case. He was not driving, but he was a passenger in a car with a very extremely drunk human who decided to drive the car off a 30-foot bridge. Matt went through the windshield of the VW Beetle. This was when he was 19, and smashed his head into the concrete below. And here he is now giving speeches, 3 or 4 speeches a week, along with all of his other work to bring awareness to people in comas as well. So, yeah, you've had a lot of guests since we started your neuron report.
Neuron! But, yeah, and it's only going to get better with different things, you know, all the beautiful people that come on. It's just incredible because everyone has their own story, you know.
You know, we're going to try and get Elliot on. Elliot is listening right now.
Elliot!
Yeah, I believe he's 79, and he is not, he's bedridden. It's not that he's in bed, but he can't really move. And he told me off the air, and that's why we'll get him on, that his inspiration is you, Matt.
All right, that's beautiful. I mean, that's all I can do, and that's what I've been praying for. Ever since I came out of a coma, to be able to do this, and I meet you 30 years later, and here we are on the show during Neuron Report, you know? You would never thunk that 30 years ago.
Dude, I would not have even dreamed of it, but, you know, now that you and I have met and become really good friends, I am certainly glad that we did meet and get together, and you inspire me, Matt, with all you're doing. Look, you put on the golf tournament. Nobody thought you could do that. You sold every one of the entries into the golf tournament to raise money for your charity. We had 90 people playing at Newport Beach Golf Course. Then the after party at Original Pizza. You did that. You did a hydro bike ride.
And then my hydro bike. I'm waiting to get my oil changed in the drivetrain and my new chains on there. And then I'm going to start training. I got four and a half months now. So that should be long enough to train.
You know, your documentary that you
that's putting in building disbelief. We might not have that go to Tubi or whoever wants to grab it because we're gonna put it in the Newport Beach Film Festival because it's based in Newport. I land in Newport and everything's in Newport.
You know, I talked to Dave Schneep. He is the assistant director of the Newport Beach Film Festival. I told him about your documentary, and he's very interested in seeing it. It's about your hydro bike ride from Catalina to Newport Beach, where you actually went by a whale. We see that in there. It shows you out at sea. It shows you spending 11 hours pedaling a bike across the Pacific Ocean. And so he's very interested in putting it in the Newport Beach Film Festival in October. So I will definitely connect the two of you.
Yeah, and I'm good. It's incredible just how it's working out, everything, you know. And then I have the golf tournament But I got, like, tons of people who else I want to interview, like at Stacey Bone, at Plane Jumpers, all these different friends that I don't preach to them. I'm always talking about it, you know, talking about my golf tournament, my hydro bike, and then, you know, so they got to understand that what's going on is for real.
Yeah, the thing that also was for real, the horror, was me playing in that golf tournament.
That was great, though. I think you had like a good putt or two.
Yeah, one or two putts in 18 holes. You're a pretty good golfer, though. You only took up golf a year ago.
Yeah, that I know. It was only when I had the golf tournament, like only about a year and a month. It took me 30 years to get my swing down.
Yeah, you know, and that's all part of the inspiration that you share with others is your own personal struggle. The you know, Nurse Betty said it last week. You know, you're still recovering. And, you know.
Now it's a whole different section of life. It's not walking. I'm still working on my walking, my sway. You know, that's when I'm in sandals, that's when everyone else thinks I'm way drunk because I'm wobbling even more and even more, you know.
You know, your neurons are doing very well today because you're driving and you're doing a great report on your neuron report at the same time on the 57 freeway.
That's the cognitive skills, and that's your attention divided. Because you have attention sustained and attention selective, attention divided, auditory visual processing, and then, here's the school. Yeah! Pomona! Tripping. But yeah.
You're Pomona High School, right?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, man.
All right.
I'm using all my neurons because I had all my cerebral cortex had hemorrhaging, and that's your thinking, perceiving, producing, understanding language. And I'm still working on that, you know. It's like a whole different mechanism. I mean, it's not as easy as everyone thinks, you know, especially when it's damaged, but.
Give your contact info, Matt, if people need to get in touch with you.
All right, cool. I'm at 949-375-1178. That's my telephone number. And then my website is positive-matters.org.
Yeah, the phone number for Matt is cell 949-375-1178. And also on the web, positive-matters.org. You can see a lot about Matt's life on that website. Listen, when you get in there with 1,000 people at Pomona High School, if they're ready to make some noise in there, you call me back and I'll put you on the air again, okay? Right in the middle of your speech.
It starts at 11, so you'll be off.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, dude, have fun today and just another great neuron report, Matt.
This is great, man. Thank you very much for me and everyone out there that's listening. And I got to say, what up to Heather and her son and her whole family because Jason, his 1 year is going to be April 29th, coming right up. All right.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is Matthew Thomas from Shit Out of a Coma. I'd like to invite you to my new weekly Neuron Report.